Listener Production.
Hi, I'm Rachel Burke. Well, it's official. The Reserve Bank has lifted the cash rate by 0.25% to 3.1%. It's the 8th consecutive increase since May. National Cabinet will still meet virtually on Friday, despite the Prime Minister contracting COVID. They're set to sign off on emergency energy policy by Christmas. Anthony Albanese has told the ABC leaders will dial in virtually after he tested positive yesterday.
I did a RAT yesterday morning and it was negative. Then I did another RAT and it was negative again. And then I started to feel a little bit of a tickle in my throat. I did what the advice is and went and got a PCR.
Police are appealing for information following two burglaries in Salamanca over the weekend. It's believed the burglaries on Saturday and Sunday nights at the Find Collective are linked and were committed by the same offenders. A significant quantity of jewellery has been stolen, worth around $100,000. Time is up for the proposed Kunanyi-Mount Wellington cable car proposal, the deadline passing for the developers to appeal the TasCat decision. The tribunal turned down the cable car proponents' plans and they only had 30 days to try and get it overturned. And some bad news for beachgoers. Two Hobart beaches are out of bounds for swimmers due to intermittent contamination. We can't swim at the northern end of Kingston Beach and in the middle of Howrah until further notice. It comes as testing is happening at 35 locations along the Derwent River today. Lance Morris and Michael Nesser will link up with their Aussie teammates for the first time in Adelaide today ahead of Thursday's day-night test. The duo has been added to the squad as cover for Pat Cummins. If the test skipper does prove his fitness, former Aussie quick Peter Siddle believes the current bowling attack is as good as any we've produced.
It's definitely up there. You go back to obviously McGrath and Warne, they're going to be challenging those guys.
Tough news for Saints star Max King. He's set to undergo a shoulder reconstruction following a training mishap.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching...
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories...
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.